Hello, I'm Jules, and I'm cameraman on this fantastic show.
I'm Diego, AP camera.
Hey, my name is Pablo, and I'm doing sound and technical support.
And special thanks also to Taser Mrs. Oliveira Fernandez and to our Democracy Now! Valentin, Trina Nadura, Nermeen Sheikh Maria, Inez Terracena, Sam Alkoff, and Dennis Moynihan. And to our New York team, Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Tay Marie Astugier, John Hamilton, Ravi Karen, Honey Masood, Safwat Nazal, our Executive Director, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Special thanks to Nermeen Sheikh.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. In just a moment, Pygmy Hall will start. Morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pygmy Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be with you until around 10 o'clock. You know, I'm not sure if Zombo is due back today or not. it's today or next Friday, one or the other. But in either case, I'll be here till around 10 o'clock. The song that you just heard was by John Smallfield. And as you might have guessed, the title of the song is Madman in the White House. For the rest of the day, we're going to be honoring Native American Heritage Month, playing songs by Native American musicians from Canada and the U.S. Next week, we'll be here on Black Friday. Kenny Joe's going to extinguish whatever urges he has to go shopping and come in and play you some songs related to Black Friday. That's what we're going to do next. After that, who knows what's going to happen. Okay, before we get to the music, though, we're going to give you a couple of public service messages. You know, the airwaves are ultimately owned by the government, so a condition of our using them is that we have to perform some public services. So here we go. First of all, we're going to talk about mental health. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, point your browser to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. It's a good follow-up to our opening song. What else do we have for you? Let's see. Oh, okay. This is kind of it is a health-related one. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth. And I'm not implying it's safe for anyone, but it says here, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. This has been a message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Okay, now first up, I'm going to introduce this song because it's a notable song for a couple of reasons. First of all, it is the only instrumental song that I know of that was banned by many AM radio stations when it came out. That's quite an honor, in Kenny Joe's opinion. Second of all, although it may not sound novel to you, believe me, when it came out, the guitars on it just didn't sound like the guitars you always heard. It was revolutionary in that aspect. I'm sure if you went to the right places, you could hear guitars sounding like that, but you didn't hear them on AM radio. So here we go. We're going to start off with Link Wray doing Rumble. Thank you.
not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for a thousand years that sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their farm grew crops of wheat, but when war came he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Well, they started up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when that fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through this land. He was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira done, and when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his lands, they're still as dry. And his ghost, it's a lion thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Wait, did you hear that?
Oh, this is sure stirring up some ghosts for me. She said there's one thing you gotta learn, is not to be afraid of it. I said, no, I like it. I like it, it's good. She said you like it now, but you'll learn to love it later.
Let me tell you what was in that first set of music from Native American musicians. We started it off with Link Wray doing his big hit Rumble, the only instrumental song I know of that was banned by a significant number of AM radio stations. After that, we had Samantha Crane doing Red Sky, Blue Mountain off of her You Had Me at Goodbye CD. Before that, Peter LaFarge doing The Ballad of Ira Hayes. The Johnny Cash version of that may be a little more prominent, but Peter was the author of that song. And the last song was Somewhere Down the Crazy River, and that was by Robbie Robertson on... I forget what the LP was. I think it was his first solo LP. It took him a long time to come out with a solo LP. So what have we here to read for you? We're going to tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT. First of all, we got Pillow Fight, which should be on this evening. Tune into Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills, Fridays at 5 p.m. And then, if everything works out the way it should, this will be happening right after Pinckney Hall. Sambo in Your Brain. It's a Pittsburgh institutional that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institutional every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we got something queued up. We'll, I don't know what it is, though, but, yeah, whatever it is, it'll be a song by a, Native American musician. Actually, I think this one deserves a little bit of introduction now that I see what it is. It is by a musician from Canada. I believe she's now living in Montreal. She's an Inuit musician, and this song is in her language. It is a cover of Time After Time.
Sony y Lini son. Other every hour. could not understand. He thought she could not care. Oh, take me far away, she'd cry.
Devastated underneath all that
Okay, and so ends our second set of Native American musicians. We started that set off with Elisa P doing it, and I have enough trouble with Euro languages. I'm not going to try to do the do this one, but it is Time After Time. And that was also the name of the CD that came out a couple of years ago, CD of covers by Elisa P. That, well, let's just say that she's been has a huge following in Canada. Buffy St. Marie did He Lived Alone in Town off of her first LP. Julian Taylor, another Canadian here on our roster, doing Stolen Lands from his, I believe it's his last CD, Beyond the Reservoir. And last but not least, we had Blackfire, which originally was a trio, but as you can pick up on that recording, there were more than three people involved in that. That was something called the American Indian Movement Song. And that... was, well, what can you say? We're not going to talk about Wounded Knee and all that stuff, but there's a big history there. Okay, yes, this is a music show, so we try, often unsuccessfully, to keep talking at a minimum. I owe you some things before we play some newer music. I owe you. Oh, I got to tell you one other show on WRCT that I want to mention is All Things Folk. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Tune in Sundays from 2 to 5 on WRCT Pittsburgh. And I also should tell you about one of our underwriters. You need to keep your underwriters happy. You don't want them to disappear. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in the Cohen University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and color papers. Oh, excuse me, lost my place. Colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb thermal and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. Or just pick up the phone and call 412-268-4828. Okay, I think that's everything I need to read for you. So, looks like Zombo isn't here. So we'll play some new music up until around 10, and then I'm sure we will have some pre-recorded Zombo queued up for your listening pleasure.
In the room.
that was our sort of new music set. The last song was Art Deco, was the name of the artist, the name of the song, and the release is Palm Slave. And before that, we had Patterson Hood, one of the drive-by truckers. Careful, Kenny Joe, doing the song The Van Pelt Parties off of his new CD, Exploding Trees and Airport Screams. And we started the set off with Elena Loper from Seattle doing her song Leaving in Lydian with a Y off of Weathervane Whale. And speaking of Ys, I forgot to mention in the last time I had the mic in front of me that a diligent search of the WRCT record library did not turn up the requested song. But I do appreciate requests, and we do what we can to get them on the air. But we're going to put the blame on Kenny Joe, not WRCT, but sometimes his record searching skills are not up to the task. If you want to make a request, you can call us at 412. Do I do this in words or do I do it in numbers? 412-268-WRCT, which is